This fact, by the way, can, with attentive and impartial observation, be very clearly established when one is present at an exchange of opinions between persons belonging to two different races, or who arose and were formed in different geographical localities. And so, cheerful and swaggering candidate for a buyer of my wiseacrings, having warned you that I am going to write not as professional writers usually write, but quite otherwise, I advise you, before embarking on the reading of my further expositions, to reflect seriously, and only then to undertake it. If not, I am afraid for your hearing and other perceptive and also digestive organs, which may be already so thoroughly automatized to the literary language of the intelligentsia existing in the present period of time on Earth, that the reading of these writings of mine might affect you very, very cacophonously, and from this you might lose your, you know what, your appetite for your favourite dish, and for your psychic specificness, which particularly titillates your inside, and which proceeds in you on seeing your neighbour, the brunette. For such a possibility, ensuing from my language, or rather, strictly speaking, from the form of my mentation, I am, thanks to oft-repeated past experiences, already quite convinced, with this my whole being, as a thoroughbred donkey, is convinced of the right and justice of his obstinacy. Now that I have warned you of what is most important, I am already tranquil about everything further. Even if any misunderstanding should arise on account of my writings, you alone will be entirely to blame, and my conscience will be as clear as, for instance, the ex-Kaiser Wilhelm's.